Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hoo-ah! And we are off and running with the TGIF edition. Yes, it's the Bobby Mack Friday free-for-all containing all the excitement and thrills of a Jurassic Park movie. Now, wait a minute. That may not be a good comparison considering the reviews of Jurassic Park. It's too bad, too. I like Chris Pratt. I think he's a good guy. All right, here we go. It is Friday, which means it's the all-skate, meaning whatever you want to talk about is fair game as we get underway today. But we got a action-packed show today as well, and numerous guests will be joining me in the next hour of the program as we kick off hour number two. 1 hour from now, Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Donald Trump, will be joining me on the program. Then, later in the 4 o'clock hour, Alan Quinn, who is a candidate running against Neil Collins over there in Easley, he is going to be joining me as well. And then wrapping up in the 5 o'clock follies this afternoon, GOP gubernatorial candidate John Warren will be joined. I'm not sure where he is. He's been campaigning in the Lowcountry and in the Midlands for much of this week. And so I assume he is still down there. He will be joining me via the phone. So it's going to be a biggie. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, what in the world is that ad talking about? Did Timmons really cuss out the Tea Party chairman? Yeah, from the version that is told, and I have no reason to doubt his veracity. Look, he was a chaplain in the Navy. So, you know, Presley Stutz said that he got into a bit of a confrontation on the phone, I believe it was. Yeah, on the phone with William Timmons, and Timmons dropped an F-bomb on him. Bobby, a Jurassic movie, visually stunning storyline stinks. Not saying it's bad, just not a bad ending. Wow, what a meltdown. Afternoon, Bobby Mack, was listening to NPR at noon, where I was today. Oh, what lies they had to say about Trump. Lies, lies, lies. No wonder the country is so divided. It's not just NPR. It's virtually all of the lamestream media. This story today, it's not going to get much coverage because of the message that it carries. It was the image that became emblematic of children separated from their parents as they crossed the border. A young girl crying. Featured on the front cover of Time magazine. Time isn't even a magazine anymore, is it? Isn't it just on the web now? I think. Because they couldn't survive. Yanela Denise, 2 years old, was crying as her mother was apprehended entering the United States from Honduras. The image was photoshopped as if she was confronting President Trump, staring down at her as if terminally uncaring about her plight. The reader must have imagined that the crying toddler was about to be ripped from her parents. Ripped being the word of the moment, by the way, repeated ad nauseum by the media whenever any discussion of immigration takes place. Babies being ripped from the arms of their mothers and taken to a Dickensian child warehousing facility where she would be fed gruel and lost in some sort of bureaucratic maze. And there was just one problem. The only parent little 2-year-old Yanela was separated from was her father. And it wasn't by the U.S. government or the Trump administration. The girl's father, 32-year-old Dennis Javier Varela Hernandez, says that his wife, Sandra Maria Sanchez, took his daughter on the dangerous journey from Honduras to reach the U.S. border on June 3rd without notifying him. So firstly, Yanela hasn't been separated from her parents. She's actually at a family residential center in Texas. The two were detained together, but at no time were they separated after the photo of the crying girl was taken in McAllen, Texas. Moreover, according to BuzzFeed, the mother had already been deported from the U.S. in 2013 after she was encountered by immigration officials in Hebronville, Texas. This according to a statement by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. On July 9th, 2013, she was transferred to ICE ERO custody. On July 18th, 2013, Sanchez was removed to Honduras under expedited removal. So she's a two-time loser. She's a multiple offender. But notice in the meantime, she went back to Honduras, had a daughter, and then, you know, down in Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, they run TV commercials. This is how you can go to the U.S. and game the system. They teach him how to do it. Hernandez says that he has been in touch with his wife. My heart broke because it's my little girl, Hernandez said. The first time I said, that's my little girl, when I saw the report. When asked if he had cried, Hernandez responded, of course I cried. It's really hard. I can imagine that my wife was very fearful crossing the border because she took the decision. She couldn't have been that fearful. She already crossed it once and got deported back to Honduras, had a baby in the meantime, and said, oh, hey, now I've got a small child. This is going to be crip. I can cruise right across the border. Now that they have catch and release, they did under Obama. He said that life in Honduras was very difficult, but it's not worth it to risk the mother's life and the girl's life. Never hear the media talking about two-year-olds being dragged from Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border. No danger involved there. No coyotes that want to take these kids and kidnap them for God knows what nefarious purpose. I hope that they respect the rights of my wife and daughter because she's a queen. It breaks my heart. We all have rights. Yeah, you have rights in Honduras as a citizen of that country. You don't have any rights in America. You're here illegally. So just so we're clear here, Yanela, the two-year-old, was never separated from her mother. She was taken from her country by a mother who did so without bothering to tell the dad. The mother had been deported from the U.S. previously. The father noted that while Honduras is very difficult, there wasn't any reason to risk two lives to get to the U.S. Of course there was. Free health care, free education, EBT cards, free medical care. The list goes on, and you know it as well as I do. In other words, there was no credible fear that an evil President Trump, a tyrannical, dictatorial President Trump who doesn't care anything about the lives of small children, was standing there staring down at the little two-year-old who was crying hysterically because Donald Trump had ripped her from the arms of her mother. The hypocrisy of the American news media, which actually is nothing more now than the public relations arm of the DNC, not bothering to show the pictures of small children behind chicken wire in cages during the Obama administration. It was okay when it was during Obama's presidency because, of course, he was the sainted Obama and could do no wrong. But get Donald Trump in there and it's, yeah, whole no story. Whole different story. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mac Show. Friday free-for-all is underway. We go to the phones for the first time. When I come right back, here on the TGIF edition. Good thing it's Friday because in the immortal words of Alex Trebek from Jeopardy.
I need a drink.
I hear you. 22 after 3 in the Bobby Mac Show. By the way, Sheriff's Office wants you to know there's somebody out there running a phone scam, representing themselves as deputy sheriffs, demanding payments over the phone, or, you know, they're going to send a deputy out and arrest you and haul you off to the gulag. Sheriff's Office wants you to know they will never call anyone demanding payment for anything. If you get that type of call, don't give out any personal credit or debit card information. And if you have any questions, contact the front desk to speak to a deputy, 864-467-5300. All right, they want you to know. The scammers are back out there again. In on the text line, Bob, I find it interesting the governor's ads say he's running for re-election. Don't you have to be elected for governor in the first place to run for re-election? He was appointed to the office. This is his first time to run. Good point. Bobby, I voted absentee today. I'll give you two hints who I voted for. He's a captain in the Marines, and he doesn't talk like a big chicken from a Looney Tunes cartoon, son. Bob, I wish I'd thought of this, but I read that if someone in the U.S. commits a crime and they have children, those children are taken away. But we're all looking at the illegals, and now they get a pass for breaking the law, coming here illegally, and they get to keep their kids with them? They're going to get a lawsuit from people in prison, want to have their children there with them? Is that where we're headed? I bet you some attorney says, hey, wait a minute, there's a lawsuit at work here. Bob, my question is, why didn't that guy accompany his wife and daughter? Was his wife running away from him? She never said goodbye to him. No, she didn't say drop dead, goodbye, nothing. Bob, if they want a butter economy, let them make their own country butter. Gotcha. Bob, aren't thousands of babies ripped from their mothers each month? Thank you, Planned Parenthood. Bobby, that Time magazine cover, unapologetically biased against President Trump. What a disgrace. Well, that's what they do. We should be used to it by now. Lead-off batter here on the Friday Free-for-All. It is your privilege, Dwayne, on your cell phone. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Bobby Mac. You know, I'd like to make a couple points.
Sure.
First of all, it occurs to me that in every jurisdiction in this whole country, 24/7, there are children ripped from the arms of their mothers. It's called protective custody.
True enough.
And the second thing I'd like to say is, you've heard of the concept of product placement?
Sure.
This morning I was watching an extended interview with a Republican congressman in the rotunda of the Capitol building.
Right.
And somewhere in the background there, they had a baby crying, a child crying the whole interview.
Yep. Don't you think that was a mere coincidence, though, Dwayne?
I was just wondering if they were pinching the child to keep it crying.
Probably, yeah. Well, if they were Democrats, they were stealing the kids' lollipops. That's what they do, you know.
Yeah.
Well, your point's well taken. You know, children are taken away from their birth parents for reasons that are not only illegal but justified, child endangerment. So you're going to tell me that dragging a two-year-old from Honduras to the U.S. border, that's not endangering the life of a child? Wouldn't that be grounds for removing that child from the custody of that parent?
Absolutely.
But, of course, you know, it's one set of rules and another. It's pretty
That's
sad.
Right.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate the call. Valid point. Charles is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. He is in Blue Ridge. Hello, Charles, and welcome to the program.
Hi. I want to talk about the biggest scamster I've ever seen in politics. That would be William Timmons. At the debate last week on another station, he scored his biggest points when he claimed that American Conservative Union has him rated as the second most conservative state senator in South Carolina. That served to make it look like petty politics, all the accusations, which are true, by the way, about him being a rhino, such as Tara's, I think you've probably played it too, the tape of him basically holding border security hostage to a mass amnesty.
Yes.
But I bothered to check. First of all, the American Conservative Union is a rhino group. They gave John McCain a 90% in 08.
Wait a minute.
And I think it's 82% lifetime. But
Who got 82%?
Yeah, I have an article. I actually forwarded that to Tara. She should have it.
Was that Lindsay that got 82%?
No, that was the William Timmons. No, that wasn't Lindsay. That was Lindsay's idol. That was John McCain.
Oh, John McCain.
Yeah, and 90% nice. In 08. I remember when he ran for president on the Republican ticket.
Yeah, I know that when I think of icons of conservatism, the first name that comes to my mind is John McCain, right?
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I checked out the rating for William Timmons. Do you know what it is?
From
38%.
Wait a minute.
38.
38%?
38% from a rhino group.
Wow.
They don't let Pam Geller or Mass Resistance or a whole bunch of conservatives that are just too conservative for them speak at CPAC. But you know, then they gave McCain 90%. Well, Timmons is 38.
Jeez, that would be...
You can check it out. People listening can check. Go to the ACU ratings site, click on South Carolina, and then scroll down. 38%.
That would be about 62% less than I would like to see.
Yeah, I imagine the right, if he had been in there,
I mean,
would have gotten a lot closer to that.
Well, yeah, if McCain got 90%, shouldn't somebody from South Carolina get 100?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
Different years, different issues, but yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate the information, Charles. Thanks very much. Hope you have a good weekend. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie, ready to go in the news center. Big lineup of guests today. Corey Lewandowski leads off the next hour. Alan Quinn, who is running against Neil Collins for State House, is going to be joining me also in the 4 o'clock hour. And then John Warren will be here right after 5. Be right back.
Sir, you've been selected for a pat-down.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I've had worse things happen. 3:38, 22 before 4. See the headline on the Fox News website this afternoon? Nonprofit. Get that. Nonprofit with La Raza. You remember La Raza? That's a group that senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham-nesty, got a big award from a number of years ago, and he addressed their national convention. And famously said, I had to go back and find the soundbite and play it again. Said, we're going to tell the racist critics to shut up. All right. La Raza, which translates to the race. That's not racist. Guess which race? Nonprofit with La Raza ties made $1 billion housing immigrants, including kids separated from their parents. Well, how do they make $1 billion? Because this is only a policy that's been in effect since Donald Trump. No. For decades, the Latino-run nonprofit charity has been cleaning up on this. To the phones we go here on the Friday Free-for-All. Brian is next up. He's in Cross Anchor. Hi, Brian, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bobby. How are you today, sir?
So far, so good. As long as it's Friday. If it's not, we're in big trouble.
I hear you there. Yeah, the reason I called in, she touched on it in the bottom of the hour newscast on the first story there, that Donald Trump basically gave Congress a big middle finger with all the survivors of illegal alien crime and how they were permanently separated from their children, spouses, et cetera, you know,
with
things like that.
With no hope of ever seeing them again in this life.
Exactly. And he even made that point in there. He said, these people are permanently, and I stress permanently, separated from their loved ones, not a few days or hours or however long it might be. They're going to eventually see them again. I can, these people aren't.
I can tell you, Brian, from personal experience, having gone up for the Hold Their Feet to the Fire events that my friends at FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, conduct on an annual basis in Washington, I have met many of these people, and their stories are heartbreaking. And to try and reconcile in your own mind and in your heart why your loved one's life was taken by someone who never should have been here in the first place, knowing that if that individual had not been here, their loved one would still be alive.
Well, I used to be a over-the-road truck driver a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And going along the border down across Arizona, Texas, down that way, they have these pull-offs where you pull in and they literally check your vehicle.
Right.
They have x-ray machines, all that. They x-ray them as you drive through them.
Mm-hmm.
They have found guys hidden up into the axles of trailers.
Oh, God.
Up in the top of the wind fairings of the trucks, laying flat on top of the trailers. I mean, you would be amazed at some of the places they have found people trying to sneak rides into this country.
Yeah, I've had people from Texas and New Mexico tell me they get up in the morning, they go downstairs in their living room, and there are illegals sitting in their living room.
Yeah, and they've said, I've also known, like, around El Paso and stuff, people said if you left something outside, it better be concreted or nailed down to the ground, or it's probably going to be gone when you get up in the morning.
Well, it's a situation that has gone on for far too long. And of course, we know the reason why the resolution, which would be easy enough to do, the president talked about it during the campaign, build a wall. It doesn't get done because the Democrats want all these illegals to come here so they can give them all the benefits and all the freebies in exchange for their votes.
And I'm hoping that maybe President Trump will see the light. I mean, Henry McMaster, in that commercial, it says he does it from his heart. Well, I'd like to know where that man's heart is by signing this big gas tax increase on all of us. And I wish if y'all got the chance to be able to, I know you won't get to question them again, but on the off chance you might get a shot at them again, ask these candidates who's willing to go after and try to repeal this gas tax and see how many of them will actually admit to wanting to do it.
Yeah, that would be a fascinating question to have the answer to. Brian, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here today. 3:43 on the Bobby Mac Show. Before I get behind on the text line, let me quickly catch up there with the latest entries. Bobby, the family court stole my kids from me because of bias against men. Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, but how does $1 billion... And the text says 1 million. It's actually 1 billion with a B. How does $1 billion and nonprofit go together? Does not compute. Bobby, no luck dropping off the donation for Lee Bright today either. Yeah, I'm sure that they're probably out there campaigning all over the place. By the way, if you're wondering what people actually are thinking, rather than the message that's being essentially pounded over and over again by the media, this is all Trump's fault, ripping babies from the arms of their mothers. You know the story they want to tell. Well, there is a new Rasmussen poll. A majority of Americans believe illegal immigrant parents are to blame for the child crisis on the border. The media, of course, has put this hyper-focus on separation of families at the border over the last couple of weeks, trying, of course, to draw attention away from the Inspector General's report about how corrupt many of the individuals at the FBI and the DOJ were. That's what this is all about. That's why they've drummed up this. It's deflection. While the media's done that, the president, of course, stole their thunder, signed an executive order to end the separation. And as a result, even with this constant pounding of this message from the media, a majority of Americans don't blame President Trump. They blame the parents of the illegals for the crisis on the border. And by connection, of course, the Democrats. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Yeah, that big blue wave is coming in November, all right. Uh-huh. Be right back. In on the text line, Bob, I would really like to listen to your show today, but I've already got plans. I have a big gathering of my Dungeons and Dragons Club reunion, and we're going to binge watch Game of Thrones. Have a good one, old dude. Signed, Little Willie. Little Willie, Willie won't go home. By the way, if you think you've heard the last of the political ads, Angela has one more she would like to interject here this afternoon.
I would just like to remind everyone that on Tuesday, June the 26th, I want you to bring all of your presents and goods for Money Penny's birthday.
In lieu of a gift, it is my understanding that cash will be accepted.
You know, candidates never turn down cash.
Henry McTaxter, and I approve of the preceding announcement. To the phones we go. Toby is in Clinton, but we digress. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
How's it going, Bomberino?
Never better. Thank you.
Well, I got to ask a question about a question you asked Lee Wright.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a diversion from what you asked him or not, but you asked him, because I listened to the repeat of the interview that day.
Right.
You asked him about how much he made.
I'm sorry, your phone broke up on that. I didn't hear the question again.
You asked him about his salary or how much he made as a senator,
Oh, yes, right.
And then he turned around and started talking about, transparency and how other people, but he never did answer exactly what he made. And I don't know if that was what you was asking or he was avoiding the question by talking about another... It needs to be more
optional,
more transparent, and more
so
people know.
No, you're right, Toby. It was a rhetorical question because the salary of a South Carolina state senator is so meager. It's somewhere in the range of $13,000, $15,000 a year, although they do get a per diem also for driving back and forth to Columbia.
Okay, and one thing I'd like to tell you, I got a call yesterday from the IRS. They plan on coming to get me, so y'all better watch out for them scammers again.
Oh, man. Yeah, and again, we should reiterate, I guess, the IRS will never call anyone and say, we're coming to get you or you owe us money. They will always send you a letter that is notification of whatever tax liability you might have. So any of those things that you get like that, just like the one earlier, the sheriff's department, those are all scams. I appreciate the question, Toby. That was a good one. Yeah, I was just speaking rhetorically, trying to make the point that, the campaign ads have said, career politician and all that. You don't have much of a career if you're only making $13,000 or $15,000 a year as a state senator. But that's not why they do it. It's not for the money. As you understand, some do it out of public service and some do it, frankly, for the power. Hour number two with Corey Lewandowski is on the way next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.